Amen. Appreciate the Lord. Like my family, if they would come and come and sing. Peggy and the boys come. And Peggy told me, said, "I don't think I want to sing tonight." And I said, "No, I need you to help me." Said, "No, there'll be a whole lot of folks there." I said, "Good time to sing." Amen. So we do appreciate the blessings of God. And we just felt like coming over and being here with you good folks. It's been a while since we've been here. And I appreciate Brother Oakley, the preaching. He was a preacher there. And he had sat back down and told me, he said he caught me kind of off guard. I'm always seemed to be ready. And I said, "Amen." I said, "It just backfired." I said, "It just backfired on you and it surprised the devil."
Hallelujah.
I tell you what, I'm glad for heaven. And I'm glad for the times that things looked like they was out of control and no way you could seem to get help. And the Lord just come by and it just took a turn and went the other way. Amen. And I appreciate the blessings of the Lord. I thought when they're giving requests in for Brother Sims' boy, I thought they called our house an hour after it happened. And it wasn't really, they didn't think he'd even make it to the hospital. And they didn't think he'd even make it through the whole time of traveling. But I thought, as our sister had said, and even I spoke to him, it was just the evening or maybe the day, and I thought, "Lord, I come just blessed. And then she told the blessing of the story again of how God has moved and blessed and helped. And I tell you what, I've known that little fella ever since he's been, well, my boy, oldest boy, and him played together and crawled around in sand together. So that's been a long time. And when we was down there last in revival, he's just a good young man. And God's blessing and helping, that's just all the devil liked to do. And I can still see him. He put a black rubber snake in the floorboard of my car. And I put one foot in and one foot out. And I screamed and yelled. I looked off in the distance. And I told him on the phone, I said, "You tell him when he gets to where he can, say something or really hear what's going on." I said, "You tell him he's got one coming to him." Amen. And I remember him laying down in the yard just a laughing. And he's just that type of feller. He said, "Well, I could find something else to..." Well, he just, I loved him. He loved me. And it's one way he thought he'd just do to me. And he's a good boy. I appreciate God. Amen. We won't try to sing. Where you at? Y'all help us. We'll try our very best. Y'all.
They lifted angry voices. They cried, "Crucified." They were glad to watch him suffer. They were happy when he died. They gambled for his garments. As he hung there on a tree, he doesn't mean much to this world. Oh, but he means the world to me. Oh, my life was down to nothing. Jesus was my world around. My hopes and dreams were shattered. My life was shattered on the ground. Yes, I really love him. Those angry Roman soldiers heard him cry, "I thirst." Just a simple drink for Jesus. They made a mockery of him first. Someone said that times are changing, but yet anyone can see he doesn't mean much. Oh, but he means the world to me. Oh, my life was down to nothing. Jesus turned my world around. My hopes and dreams were shattered. My life was me much. In this old world, body means the world to me. Oh, my life was down to nothing. Jesus burned my heart.
Hey, kick out, he did that for you. Oh, that's enough to worship the Lord.
Thank God,
he means more to me.
They lift an angry voice.
Oh, thank you, God. What
did
God do?
I crucified.
Oh, yes, God.
They were glad to watch him suffer. They were happy when he died.
Thank
him for his garment. As he hung there on a tree, he doesn't need much to this old world, but he means the world to me. Oh, my life was down to nothing. Jesus ruled my world around. My hopes and dreams were shattered. My life was scattered.
I'm glad he means the world to me. Amen. He don't mean much to this whole world. You can look around and see. But he means the whole world to me.
Amen. We appreciate
the blessing. We do thank you for the offering. And amen. He told me saying two, but I thought I could give out one. But I ain't going to. Amen. I'm glad that he loves me more and more. Amen. I'm glad of that. I'm glad for heaven. I'm glad for the presence of God. Amen. We just want to be a blessing while we're here. God's already blessed and helped. We just want to be another help to the Lord. Good old G. Oh, yes, he loves me more and more. That's one thing that I am sure. For he came within my heart now to stay. He lifted me up when I was down, and he gave me eternal crown. For he loved me, oh, he loved me more and more. He died upon a cruel tree, gave his life to set me free. Shed his blood, his precious blood, that I could go free. Ain't you glad he did? He lifted me up when I was down, and he gave me eternal crown. For he loved me, oh, he loved me more and more. Oh, yes, he loves me more and more. That's one thing that I am sure. For he came within my heart now to stay. He lifts me up when I was down,
and he gave me eternal crown. For he loved me, oh, he loved me more and more. Yes, his blood set me free. Now I'm happy as can be. As I go through this world, day by day, he lifted me up when I was down, and he gave me eternal crown. For he loved me, oh, he loves me more and more. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, he loves me more and more. That's one thing that I am sure. For he came within my heart now to stay. He lifted me up when I was down, and he gave me eternal crown. For he loves me, oh, he loved me more and more. Hallelujah. You know, I'm glad he does. Amen. One said, how can his love get greater? Every time I wake up in the morning, it just seems like he loves me more and more. Amen. We just appreciate the presence of the Lord. Appreciate the Spirit of the Lord that we can already feel in this service. And we'll not, you know, preach long, but I ask God to just help us to help you. And thank God. I thought when Brother Oakley was preaching there moments ago so well, and I thought when he was over at home, over at Richmond in Revival, there was a young man that come, and he had came, you know, he'd been coming off and on for quite a long time, but he quit coming for, I don't know, you know, a while. And he come different nights there, but one night he come, he prayed, and then he came back, and he prayed, and about the second or third time, or when it was, he felt like God saved him. And I believe God really did save him. You cannot keep Brother Oakley, that boy, from testifying. He testifies every night. And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, every service, he's up testifying. He makes a lot of us look ashamed, you know. And he's just thinking how he was thanking the Lord for helping him, for saving him. And see, back a few years ago, his brother came to our church. And the Lord really helped his brother. He was one of those that, Brother Carpenter, he had to kindly, help him, be there with him about all the time, you know, and be around him and encourage him and keep him up. But one day his brother left and went to Tennessee, and Brother Carpenter told him he shouldn't go. Told him he didn't feel like he needed to go. He went. Said he had to get some things back together, him and his family. And the brother of the one that just got saved, I'm talking about, and he went. Craig was a good boy. Just a few days before that, he called me and wanted to fix me a steak dinner, take me out for a steak dinner. He talked about the Lord and how he can't wait to go to heaven and see his mother. But he went down there, and somehow or another, something happened. He got in a body of water and never did make it across the other side. About 45 minutes later, they pulled him out. And so his brother, the words still ring in his brother's ears, they said. What they told him not to do, don't go down there. And you're just headed for trouble. You're going to get in trouble. Well, Craig never did make it back. But Kenny's saved now and serving the Lord. And stands up and says, pray for my wife, that she'll not be lost. Pray for them, and he testifies. And I thought his brother Oakley preached so well in that revival. If nothing else come out of that revival, no doubt there was more. That one young man got saved, and God saved him. Put a testimony in. So there's times we may not feel we're accomplishing too much, but there's always somebody, amen, we could get in contact with, and we could be the one to help them. amen, to help them. Hallelujah. And if you have your Bibles, turn with us to Romans. The Lord will sure help us in the very first chapter. And we ask God to bless him here in this service. And I asked the Lord. And I thought as a few days ago, I'd build attempting to build a pole barn, a little barn behind my house. And I had it up, got my permit, did everything I was supposed to do. And on a Friday and on Saturday morning, I believe it was anyways, on the next morning, commissioner came by, or day or two went by, we had it up, had crutches on. And the commissioner came by and he said, you can't build that pole barn there. I said, why not? He said, you're too close to the property line. You've got to move it. I said, everything's built. How can I move it? It's in concrete. What am I going to do now? And, well, everything didn't go the way I wanted it to go, so I had to tear it down and move it. Amen. I stood out there a half a day looking at that barn, and the devil saying, now look what I did. And I listened to him. I really did. I listened to him. And I don't know, I was praying, and I turned around, and I said, but guess what I'm going to do? And I didn't tell him. I just left the devil hanging. Hey, man, it backfired on him. Hey, man, I tore it down, what it did. And we was happy, and just, you know, we just did it, and the devil said, now I got you. I said, no, you don't. Hey, man, I've got 2 acres I can put it anywhere I want to put it now. Just as long as I'm 50 feet away from the line. And well, we put it back in the hole and got it up, put it back up. Hey, man, was working on it today, and I thought I was out there, and I looked up, and I said, thank you, Lord. It ain't much, and it ain't a whole lot. Hey, man, but I tell you what, you can surprise the devil if you would. Hey, man, when he tells you you can't, why don't you just go ahead? When he tells you there ain't no way to work, I don't feel like doing anything tonight in this service. I tell you what you ought to do, you ought to just do something. Hey, man, hallelujah. When he tells you there ain't no use raising your hands, just say, well, watch me, I'm going to raise them anyway. When he tells you there ain't no use getting down walking in my house, nobody else is. Hey, man, why don't you turn it around on him and say, just watch me, I think I'll just run. Hey, man. We was in service the other night, and a brother took off, run out the doors. I didn't know where he went. He run down the parking lot, he was outside of running. Hey, man, folks wondering where he went to. This ain't what I thought I'd preach, but it's headed this way. Finally, he come back in. Hey, man, he was leaned over. He was exhausted is what he was at. Hey, man, he started testifying. He said, I was standing over there and said, I felt like just running around the church. And the devil told him, he said, I know what it was. He said, ain't nobody else running. He said, devil, I tell you what I will do. He said, I'm just going to walk. Hey, man, when he started walking, he started running. Woo, Lord. Well, what did he go outside for? He said, I don't know what took me outside, but said it was something the devil didn't know what I was going to do. Hey, man, he took off a run. Hallelujah. What we need to do sometimes is realize who we are, what we are. We are marked. We are holiness, folks. Hey, man, we are known for the shout. We're known for the run. We are known for the rolling in the floors. But there is one thing, Lord, I like to do is realize, shake this old temple and shake what I've got inside of me wants to give and let the devil know I like to turn this thing around on him. Hallelujah. I like to take back what the devil said you did. You ain't going to never get again. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hey, I may not preach out, but I'm here to, I just want to be a blessing. Hey, man, let me tell you, when my wife was, had surgery and the doctor said she'd never be able to carry a high tune again. Lord, I'm just going to latch on to what you're the preaching. Hey, man. When the doctor said, hey, man, to me and the waiting room of the quiet room, said, I want to tell you, we got all the growth, we got all of the thyroid valve, but her voice will never be able to come to a pitch that she can carry a tune again. Devil said, she, now look what I've done. Now look what's happening. Hey, man, now look what's going to happen. But I remember in the mountains of Tennessee one night, back up on a, I mean, we were way up on a mountain at a little church. The pastor felt like having my wife to sing. And I looked over and I said, I don't know if she can.
Amen. She said, Sister Kirk, he said, Sister Kirk, will you come and try? She came and tried. She didn't do too hot the first round. But all at once, he said, try again. Well, I may not get a goal the way I'm going, but I'm just telling you. Hey, man, there's times that we could dig up something. Hey, man, that's why I like to, if I preach on something, why don't you just dig it back up and show him? Hey, man, oh, there's times when he says he ain't making it. Hey, man, I take him back to a little mountaintop in the Tennessee. When all at once one night, Peggy began to sing. And her voice got a little higher. And her voice got a little higher. Hey, man, her tune got a little higher. And I'm about digging up and shaking at him. Hey, man, when my boy laid in the hospital up in South Carolina, and they said we're going to have to take the bottom part of his leg off. Hey, man, well, he's a playing the drums tonight because God walked in the middle of that room. I tell you what we've got to do in this service. Why don't we dig something up that the devil has said we can't do and shake it at him. Shake it at him. I feel... Hallelujah. I know a few months ago he came back around to my doorstep again. And the doctor said, your lungs will never be able to hold the air. I took it back. I said, devil, I'll whisper if I have to go. But I got news for him. Why don't you dig something up in this service and shake it at him? Lord have mercy. I know you enjoyed it because I can see the expression on your face, but I wonder what would happen if all at once somebody could just squall out and begin to tell what the Lord has done for them in this service. Hey, Brother Kirk, oh glory, hallelujah. I feel this. I wonder what would happen if somebody, Brother Dale, all at once would start thinking, hey, I've got something. Hey, man, that when the devil told me God was going to heal me, hallelujah, just look at him and say, wait a minute. Hey, man, I don't know what you came through. I don't know where you've been. I don't know what the devil's been facing you with. But I believe if we could just shake something at him right here in this service. Hey, man, I mean, if anything, hey, man, just say, wait a minute, devil. Mark Sims is a coming out of it. I said he brought him out of his own way. He sat down on the horse and on the hook. I believe we can shake this thing and dig this thing up and let the devil know God is greater than the wisest man. He's greater than the pumpkin pill. He's greater. He's greater. Why don't you just worship him a little bit? I'm just... All right. I'm glad I feel like coming. Why, Brother Kirk? Because I feel there's some folks right here among us. Hey, you put your backs up against the wall. I feel Holy Ghost. And your back's against the wall. They always told me, when your back's against the wall and nothing else fails, hey, man, don't surrender and don't give up. But there's one thing I like to do. And let him know, my hand's in your hand. And we can fight this battle together. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, man, let me tell you, don't be like the one that buried his talent and just kept it around. But let's dig something up. That's what the little old phrase is down in the mountains. Hey, man, I'm going to dig something up. I'm going to be able to show the devil where God's brought me from. Hey, let me tell you. Hey, man, Brother Oakley said it very well. Hey, man, take Joe
brings them back to home. Amen. And begin to show that coat of many colors. Hallelujah. When it looked like the fire had them, they come out with not a smell of smoke on them, not a hair of sins. I want to tell you, we've got something greater. Greater, greater, greater. Bible said greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. We've got something to shout about. We've got something to praise God about. We've come about it all way.
Hallelujah. I remember when Matthew came, we was in revival. Amen. We would stay in the hospital. Back and forth, I'd go preach and go stay in the hospital. Staph infection is set up in his leg. They said 2 days we'll have to go in and do severe surgery. Anyway, I just feel this way. That's not how it's going, but I just feel this way. Amen. Hallelujah. But I remember when the doctor came in after surgery and said, we are not releasing him from this hospital until you promise us that when you leave from here, you'll go straight home. Amen. I remember Brother Oakley, we went straight. I told the pastor we was going to have to leave. Take my boy home. But we went to church that night. I told the doctor, said, next day we got one service. And I remember Matthew coming. He said, Dad, I want to go to church. Woo, glory, hallelujah. I remind my boys about this when they feel that they, amen, they're cast away. Hey, young folks does really feel sometimes. Hey, man, there's no use going on. There's no use trying, but I want to tell you, you've got something greater than the world's got. Hey, man, you may have your troubles and your trials, and you may have your ups and your downs, but just stop and think. You've got one greater than the wisest man. You've got one that'll fight your battles. You've got one that'll go all the way with you. I want to encourage you to tell you, hey, man, if there's anything you need to do, pull out something and dig it back up. When the devil tells you, you ain't going to melt a hill of beans. Just take him back to the cross and take him back to the bloodstain and take him back to the nail scars and tell him I'm one of God's little children and shout on.
Brother Oakley, my little boy. Well, he ain't too big now. Just had a birthday, 14 years old. I'd have never dreamed in my life that little old 14-year-old boy, well, probably a little older, but anyway, that you've seen. Now I'm looking at my two.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Never would ever thought that. But there's one thing about it. I remember with the church that night. And oh, we was there in service and the power of the Lord fell. He was on crutches. His leg all bandaged up. Amen. Had a kind of a little thing on it to keep it from moving. And I seen the Spirit of the Lord hovering over him. Oh, glory. I feel some here. Amen. Oh, Brother Kirk, what are you telling all this for? You just, somebody needs this. And all that night in that service, I seen the Spirit of the Lord coming down. Oh, and he loves the, God blesses him, and he runs. But all that night, Brother Hill, all at once, I seen it come down. I run back to her, and I said, son, if you feel the Lord wanting to bless you, don't quench the Spirit. Amen. He said, Daddy, tears was rolling. Daddy, I can't run. You know I love to run. I said, oh, yes, you can run, son. I said, pick those crutches up and get around that church as fast as you can. He might have not have run on his legs, brother. But Brother Gary, he went around that church on them crutches. I want to tell you, it's time we dig something up that we have forgot about what God has did for us. And tell him we've buried it. We've laid it aside. We forgot about it. But let's pick it back up and shake the bells of heaven again and tell the devil, God did it for me. He'll do it again.
I tell you what. Amen. I want to dig this thing up. I do every once in a while. I get out and walk across my yard. And I'll just stop and think. Amen. When they said you can't do this, God come back around and said, oh, you're going to. Hallelujah. Woo, Lord have mercy. Woo, I feel like about shouting.
Thank you.
have you sit yourself down. But every once in a while, I'll pass by a picture that I've got centered on the wall. And Brother Gary, I'll come by and I'll look at that picture and I'll realize behind that picture is a scripture. Hey, man, never forget it. Hey, man, there's times I take that picture off and I turn it around. And I begin to say, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall commandment renew your strength. Hey, man, when I was, hey, man, at one of my low points physically, hey, man, Brother Gary and his good wife gave me a picture and wrote on the back of it, they that wait upon the Lord. And I centered that picture in the center of the wall. I want to tell you, don't get in a hurry and don't lag too far behind. But on your way this way, don't forget what the Lord did for you. Some walks and some runs. Amen. Every which way, Lord, I'm going, I'm glad I'm headed that way. Amen. I'm headed that way. Oh, yes, I'm a child of a king. His royal blood flows through my veins. Amen. I love him more and more. That is one thing that I am sure. Amen. And what could I do without Jesus? And where could you go without him? Amen. Brother Kirk, what are you tempting to preach to us tonight? Well, I reckon we'll just title this thing, Dig It Back Up. Dig it up. Tomorrow when you feel you're at your low point, dig up that high point you was on. Say, look what God did for me. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Amen. Dig it up. And I know we all been there. We all have faced it. This might not have been a whole lot, Brother Mike. Amen. But I find in the Bible, of course, some had some talents. Five got his talent and got blessed. He blessed five more. You know the story. And then there was one that buried it. And he buried it deep, but then he got it back. When he got it back, they asked him where it's at. And his words came to him, depart from me. Amen. I tell you what, the answer of thy wicked and soulful servant. I knew that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not sown, thrown. And I therefore have put my money to the exchangers, but then all my coming I should have received my own. And he went on to say, amen. Take therefore thy talent from him, and give it unto him which have 10 talents. Amen. You know, I hear folks say, I ain't going to preach much longer here. I just, what little I could do, the strength I could have here. You know what, years ago, if you, and it's probably worth knowing now, years ago a talent was worth a whole lot. And maybe it was Brother Oakley was telling over at our place, and maybe it was you telling about a talent, how much it was worth, or anyway, I'd heard it somewhere. A few years ago, a talent was worth about $28,000. That's a whole lot of money. Well, how would you like to have that much? Ooh, Lord have mercy. I'd bypass a White Castle. Amen. But see what I'm saying. You would cherish that. You'd take care of it. And just because that it ain't as much as another one's got, you would do what you could do with it and be a blessing when the Lord come back around. The one from the far country, the traveler from the far country. You'd say, Lord, I might not have got it 10 like this one, but I still got it. And just look at him and say, I still got what the Lord gave to me. Amen. I'm glad for heaven. I'm glad I'm here. I meet your pastor. Brother Mike, all you good folks. And I tell you what, it's nothing like having good friends. Good friends. I've got a lot of friends. But you folks are friends. Amen.
Hallelujah. Why, Brother Kurt, do you know that? Well, they didn't come see you in the hospital. You didn't have to be my friend. Nobody called me on the phone. You didn't have to be my friend. There wasn't nobody sent you $10 in the mail. You didn't have to be my friend. But a friend is a friend always. Sickness, health, amen. But I'm glad to know that's what, amen. I like to dig back up and show the devil. When he says, hey, nobody cares, say, oh, yes. Amen. There's folks over at the highway does. Amen. And I just got to get naming. After a while, he just backs off. He loses the battle. Amen. Why? Amen. Because it backfires on him. It does. It backfires on him. You can do that. Every one of us tonight could do that. When he tells you something, tell him something that God did for you. And backfire it on him. Amen. I tell you what, one of the most scariest things is, and I'll have to admit it, I had a little old white Chevette. And you could downshift that little four speed and it'll backfire. Boom! And I remember going through town. My boys liked it. Oh, hallelujah, here now, Jesus. And I'd shift that in low gear and it pow! But they always wanted me to do it when somebody was standing on the street corner. I'd be guilty. I did it too. Whoo, hallelujah. And I'd shift it and pow! Amen. I can remember one place they never forget when we go down that road. This is where that little old feller stood and went, yeah! Walled out. When something backfires, it stirs somebody up. Amen. So I tell you what, when you feel like you ain't doing no good, downshift it just a little bit. Amen. And make that thing backfire and let the devil know, hey man, I'm around still. Hallelujah. Let him know you ain't gone. Let him know you ain't lost the shout. You ain't lost the victory. Say, hey, I'm still here. Hey man, if you fooled me long enough, devil, I'm going to call all my folks in. And I'm going to call all the host of angels around. And I'm going to call the host of the Lord's family in. And we're going to battle this thing. Sometimes we need to let the devil to know, just tell him to bring it on if he wants to battle. Amen. Because I've got more on my side than he does. I said I've got more going for than he does. When I was an old boy, howdy, I thought I was done. Just give me a moment. Brother, when I was out in sin, amen, them old boys would come around and want a fist fight. I'd say, bring it on, boys. Let's go at it. And we're going to battle this thing. Amen. And I do that thing to the devil. Come on, devil. If you want to battle, let's battle. If you want to fight, let's fight. We can win more if we had take our ground but what the devil stole from us. Bring it on, old boy. Let's go at it. We may get knocked down. And we may lose a few battles. But get ready. We're about to win the war.
Why, Brother Kirk? Woo, Lord, have mercy. I can take a breath, get a breath, and go till it runs out. I'll get another one. But every breath I take, that lets the devil know he's got a little bit more wind to go a little farther with. I'm glad to know we can make it. We can make it. Through Christ, who strengthened us, we can make it. Reach over and shake somebody's hand and say, I'm going to help you make it. Go ahead. Tell somebody, I'm going to help you make it. Why? Because I'm taking back what the devil told me I couldn't do. I'm going to praise God from here on out. They give us a song, we'll pray. Amen. I tell you what, I'm glad to know heaven is on our side. And we can't lose. Ooh, Lord. Brother Kirk, quit. We got to go home. Lord, have mercy. Shout right here among us. But I know heaven, it'll be worth the journey when we get there. I said it'll be worth the journey when we get there. I said heaven will be worth the journey. We get there. I said, heaven will be worth the journey. I don't know that song, but I know that verse. It'll be worth the journey.
when we get there. I said, heaven will be worth the journey, folks, when we get there. Oh, glory. I said, heaven be worth the journey. I said, when we get there, like a little black brother said, it'll be worth it all when I get there. Huh? Lordy, 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 Lordy. It'll be worth the journey. I said it'll be worth the journey.
Yeah.
I said it'll be worth the journey. 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 I said it'll be worth. It'll be worth your journey. I said heaven'll be worth. I said heaven'll be worth your journey. Won't you just worship the Lord? Sister, it'll be worth the journey. When we get there, it'll be worth the journey. When the devil said you can't make it, God said, just get ready, devil. I'm going to save him. And God saved him. I said, it'll be worth your journey. I said, Lord, have mercy. Sometimes it hurts. There's times we can't figure it out. Things happen and our heart's broken, but it'll be worth the journey when we get there.
Yeah.
Huh? You might as well stay with me. I'm trying to quit. I've tried to quit 3 times already.
What?
Ain't no use quitting. You might as well get on up and help me then. It'll be worth the journey, won't it? I said it'll be. Ooh, get ready, devil. Here it is.
What's that message you just preached?
Backfired intended.
It backfired. I got the words now. But you sang and I'm about out of breath. That wasn't supposed to be in the range, but this probably wasn't either. But I'm about to shout. I said, I'm about to shout. I said, I'm about to feel something, brother Gary. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I said, we got, you might as well, why don't you just take your liberty? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you.